The M18A1 Claymore mine is a marvel of simple ingenuity. At about 8.5 inches long and almost 1.5 inches wide, it rests on 4 thin metal legs that fold down from the bottom like upside-down scissors. On the top, there's a site for aiming it and 2 detonator wells for the blasting cap or fuse to be inserted. Inside the olive green case, there are about 700 steel bearings packed on top of a 1.5-pound slab of the plastic explosive C4. When a claymore is detonated, those steel bearings spray out in a fan. That explosion of steel is most effective at 50 meters, but they can hit an enemy at 250 meters away. At some point, every infantryman learns how to use it. Claymores became part of the U.S. arsenal after World War II. They were developed as a defensive weapon to be deployed against fast-moving infantry attacking in waves, as U.S. troops experienced in Korea. They require deliberation and purpose to detonate. International law only allows their use with an operator to set them off. They can't be triggered automatically with a tripwire or pressure plate to prevent civilians and other innocents being accidentally maimed or killed. Also, unlike conventional mines, they're directional, which means they can be aimed. To facilitate this, there's a very simple instruction and easy-to-read raised letters on the front.
Front toward enemy. In case it isn't obvious, those words are there to make sure that the mine is facing the right direction. With its range of 250 meters, you do not want to be on the wrong side of that claymore when it is detonated. And so, in very straightforward words that can't be mistaken, the Army makes it almost impossible to make a mistake. But mistakes happen. They always do. So the claymore is foolproofed in another way. The casing is curved so that in the dark, its user can roll it against his or her forehead to determine which side is concave and which side is convex, and place it accordingly facing forward. And just in case that's not enough, the rear of the case reads, back. The instructions on the claymore are useful on the battlefield, but they're also a simple approach to life out of combat. If you follow simple instructions and don't deviate, you'll avoid injury to yourself or those you love. Your weapon will face in the right direction. You'll keep your circle safe. Similarly, this book is not a handbook for war or a guide to the thrill of combat. It's about the other things that happen before, during, and after fighting. It's about what gets you out of conflict, unharmed and alive. It's about keeping calm and staying grounded. It's about facing your enemies, enemies that are flesh and blood, and enemies that are not. Your thoughts, your doubts, your boredom, your regrets. There's a reason that the Claymore and its front-facing instructions have a kind of cult following within the armed services and have become a credo for us and thousands of other soldiers on and off the battlefield. Its name is part of its mythology. It's named for the two-handed Scottish Claymore sword, wielded by the inventor's Highland ancestors to carve a path through invading enemies. The mine, as it exists today, was used with lethal effectiveness in Vietnam, and special forces carry a mini version of it on missions. Our hope is that this book will be as simple and instructive as those raised letters, that this book, like the Claymore sword, will help cleave through the obstacles that stand in front of you. We also hope that humor is just as effective a weapon, and that you can laugh along the way.